哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，开始下午的安息的聚会，还有布道会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall begin this afternoon service and also our evangelical service.
请一起唱诗178首。
Let's sing hymn 178.
我们非常谢谢诗班为我们带来美妙的歌声赞美主。
And we thank God for this choir, such a melodious hymn to praise God.
今天我们的题目是末世的方舟。
And today the topic is the ark of the last day.
我们知道我们对天气非常的难预料。
And we know that it's hard to estimate the climate.
平常天气好的时候。
At times when the weather is good.
我们就会忘记下雨的时候是怎么样。
And then we'll forget about the bad weather.
两个礼拜前温哥华在礼拜六下了一场非常大的雪。
And last week, Vancouver had a lot of snow.
那一次的雪非常的大。
And the snow was quite heavy.
接下来的礼拜一就开始融雪，还有下雨。
And following the week after, we have rains and washing away the snow.
看报纸上的报道，有一些比较低洼的地方都在淹水。
And from the newspaper, we know a lot of places have floods.
不晓得你家里附近有没有淹水呢
？And I don't know if the area that you live have floods.
天气好的时候，你不会想象到说我家里附近会有那么多水的。
And in good time, you would not know that there would be many water around your area.
同样，我们人类很少会想象到大自然的威力。
And similarly, we've often forgotten about the nature, or the power of nature.
当一切很平安的时候，我们会觉得一切都是理所当然的。
And when times are good, we take things for granted.
但是我们不要忘记。
But however, we must not forget.
人再怎么厉害
，No matter how good or man is,
也敌不过大自然。
He cannot overcome the nature.
而大自然是由神来控制。
Because nature controlled by God.
只要神一声令下
，As long as when God commands the nature,
我们人呢、是站立不住的。
And man cannot stand.
在创世纪记载一个真实的故事。
In the book of Genesis, recorded a real story.
记载神创造了世人之后。
And it tells us that after God created the world,
发觉人的表现跟神的期待差很远。
And he noticed that the expectations that from man is so different from what he wanted.
神不断的容忍。
And God forbear man.
不断的给机会。
And keep giving them chance.
但是人呢，不断的来得罪神。
But however, man continued to trespass against God.
我们请看创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
创世纪第六章第五第六节。
Chapter 6 verse 5. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth and had become and that every inclination of the thought of his heart were only evil at that time.
第六节。
Verse 6. The Lord was grieved and that he had made man on earth and that his heart was filled with pain.
我们知道学坏很快，学好很难。
As no, it's easy to learn bad things.
自从人吃了善恶果犯了罪之后。
And since man has eaten the fruit of good and evil.
不用几代，人的堕落也非常明显了。
And that we can see that the moral declinations of man is so fast.
到刚刚挪亚那个时代呢，神眼看地上都是充满了罪恶。
And to the time when God looked at the time of Noah, and it was full of evil.
终日所想的都是不好的事情。
And the minds of man has been always been evil.
神很忧伤。
And so God grieved.
神决定一定要出手了。
So God has decided to do something.
本来想说神把所有的那个时代的人都毁灭。
So God wanted to destroy all the mankind on earth.
但是那个时代有一个人不一样。
But there was a man that was outstanding.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among people at his time, and he walked with God.
在整个时代里面，有一个人是跟众人与众不同。
And only one man, this is different from the rest of the men.
这个人叫做挪亚。
And his name is Noah.
他是一个完全人。
He is a blameless man.
他是与神同行。
And he walked with God.
他的思想、他的态度、他的行为跟别人不一样。
And his thought and his mind and his deed is different from people.
神是慈爱的。
God is merciful.
但神也是公义的。
But also God is mercy, righteous.
神不会把不应该毁灭的人也毁灭，神不会这样做。
God would not destroy man that he that is good.
既然这个人是好人
，If a man is good,
就算怎么麻烦，我也要救他。
Even though how troublesome he is, he will still save him.
所以神就跟挪亚讲。
So God told Noah.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end of all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy both them and the earth.
神跟挪亚讲说，我要准备毁灭整个世代了。
So God told Noah that I'm going to destroy the whole earth.
但是我要救你。
But however, I'm going to save you.
十四节，神跟挪亚说，你用戈斐木造一只方舟。
So in verse 14, say, make yourself an ark.
啊，这个方舟呢？第十五节那个造法就是以下的所记载的。
And verse 15 tells us the instruction given by God to Noah.
啊，所以整个故事就是这样发展的。
So this is how this story came about.
等到挪亚盖好这个方舟之后
，And when after Noah built this ark,
啊，神就让天下雨。
And God let water down from heaven.
下了整个四十天的大雨。
And it fell for 14 days.
我们看
40 days.
第七章第四节。
Let us turn to chapter 7, verse 14.
啊，第七章第四节。
Verse 4, sorry. Chapter 7, verse 4. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe the face of the earth every living creature I have made.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5. And Noah did all that God, the Lord, commanded him.
好，所以方舟造好了，神就说雨快下来了。
And so after the ark was built, then the rain came.
那么那个水从哪里来呢
？So where did the water came from？
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11. Let's look at verse 7. At the 600 years of Noah's life, on the 17th days of the second month, on that day, all the springs of the deep, great deep, burst forth.And the floodgate of the heaven were opened.
所以就从那一天开始，这挪亚600岁2月17号那一天，大渊的泉源，天上的窗户也开了。
So it was at that day when the floodgate was opened.
啊，有人就想说，洪水灭世好像很难想象。
People may not able to imagine that could happen.
其实我们知道啊，我们只要一天啊，一整天下雨啊，我们这个城市就受不了。
And as you know, if it's rained the whole day, the city cannot take that much water.
整个礼拜就下雨啊。
And what about a whole week?
啊，不停的下雨啊。
Continuously rain.
啊，先淹那些低洼的地区。
And first, it will flood the lower.Areas.
因为下雨的速度是很快的。
Because rain fall pretty quick here.
你人的机器，你抽水机啊，再怎么抽啊，都快不过下雨。
And if men used all the pumps that they have, it would not be able to pump up all the water.
如果温哥华一整个礼拜不停的下雨
，So if in Vancouver if it rained continuously for the whole week,
我想 Richmond 应该先淹了。
I believe that when Richmond will be the first one with water.
你怎么抽啊？来不及，来不及啊
！No matter how you pump the water out, it be you cannot catch up.
如果一整个月在下雨
，How about a whole month?
我是说日夜不停的大雨。
What a man is day and night when it rains.
Lower mainland 的抽水机啊，怎么样都来不及啊。
And all the pumps in lower mainland would not be able to catch up.
这里说四十天不停的在下大雨。
He tells us it rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
当然了，那个淹水的程度啊，是不可以想象。
Of course, the amount of rain would be beyond our imaginations.
有人就问了，这个洪水真的有存在吗？
And people may ask, did this flood really exist?
不是一个想象出来的故事吗？
Is it a story based on fable?
我们可以从几个方面来看。
And we may view it from a few points.
首先呢，我们想想看，从圣经来看，当然有这个洪水灭世的这个记载。
And of course, we can use some Bible verses to back this up.
但是除了圣经之外啊
，But beside the Bible,
在人类的文明的历史当中
and mankind of history,
有很多不同的古文明都有记载全世界曾经被洪水淹盖的这个故事。
There are many native global story documented about this flood.
啊，当然他们所记载的并不是完全跟圣经，譬如说的是人名啊、地名啊，完全没有说完全一样。
Of course, the record about places and the names would not be similar to the Bible.
但是在古文明的记载，他们是 global flood 真的有发生过。
But in the history of mankind, there is record of a global flood.
在犹大犹太有一个非常出名的史学家，叫做 Josephus， 约瑟芬。
And there is a
great,
a historian Josephus.
他那个时代就已经整理了很多资料了。
At his time, he has accumulated a lot of documents.
在巴比伦的古文明记载里面
，and that in the Babylonian history，
甚至在埃及的古文明里面
，or even the Egyptian history，
在大马士革的古文明里面
，or the Damascus，
甚至在中国、在印度、在美洲，很多文明都有记载曾经有洪水灭世的这个故事。
In China and India, all have records of this flood.
这个可以告诉我们一点。
Here it tells us one thing.
洪水灭世真的有发生过。
That it is true that this flood has ever happened.
因为这个扩展的概括的这个地面太大了。
Because the flood has covered a lot of areas.
对，这个不是想象出来的。
And so it's not what people imagine about.
可能就有人会问
So there are people may ask.
还有可能连续四十天下雨。
How is it possible to rain 40 days and 40 nights?
我们知道下雨就是从云层的水太多了，承受不了了就下来了。
So we know how rains came about is because of cloud when it take on too much water.
怎么可能连续下四十天呢
？Then it will fall as rain. How could it be for 40 days and 40 nights?
首先我们要知道一点。
First thing we must know one thing.
天地是神所创造的。
That God created the earth and heaven.
既然神有能力创造，
since God has the power to create,
他有能力做任何的事情。
And He also has the power to do anything.
因为神可以把无变成有。
Because God can create nothing from something from nothing.
所以神要下雨连续四天是不是难事？
So if God wanted it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, it is nothing He cannot do.
但是科学家有一些敬畏神的科学家在研究科学的时候。
But there is some men that are godly when they study science.
他们在构想，在思考，有可能有两种的可能。
And so they always put two possibilities in their research.
首先呢，我们看第七章第十节，就是第十一节，这里说天上的窗户打开了。
And chapter 7 verse 14 tells us that the flood gates of heaven were opened.
当然，这个洪水的来源从天下来的。
Of course, the rain came from above.
但是这个水是怎么下来的呢
How did the water came from above?
如果从普通的云呢，可能没有办法那么多。
If it came from cloud, perhaps it would not that much.
对，有些科学家在思考一个理论。
So the scientist has a theory.
就是说 canopy theory, 就是 vapor canopy theory, 就是说水蒸气的这个保护罩的这个理论。
And that there is a canopy, and this canopy consists of vapor.
我们请看创世纪第一章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章第六节。
Chapter 1 verse
6. 这里说神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。
Here it says, let there be expanse between water to separate water from water.
神在创造的时候。
When God created,
那时候很多水
there were plenty of water,
那时候不受控制
and it was no, there was no limit.
但是神呢要把那么大量的水呢分成两个部分
But however God separate these water into two parts.
一部分是在上面的
One part is above.
是用水蒸气的形式来存在
And that it exists as vapor.
一部分呢是在下面
And the other part is below.
在河流啊江啊溪啊海洋啊这样存在的
That it exists under water, under sea or river.
但我们今天想到空气当中的水就想到云而已
But today when we think of rain, we think of clouds.
但是科学家在猜想
But the scientists guess.
我们知道洪水之前的气候跟洪水之前的不一样
But the atmosphere is definitely different from what it was before the flood.
那么大量的水在上面呢，很可能是一个保护罩 vapor canopy 的这个存在的形式来存在的。
And that the vapor canopy exists above the ground.
怎么知道有可能是 vapor canopy 这个情况发生呢
？And how did how would that happen?
第一啊，可以告诉我们一点。
First.There's one thing.
因为如果没有这个水蒸气的这个保护罩的话呢，那个雨啊不可能啊连续下四十天那么大。
And if wasn't a theory of vapor, then the rain would not be that great.
再来一点，科学家给我们发现。
And then the scientists have discovered.
今天呢，在南北极啊，很多终年不融的冰块里面。
And in the North Pole, they have found a lot of
他们在那个冰里面呢找到不同的动物、植物的化石。
And in the ice, they found a lot of materials, plants. a fossil on it.
啊，这是告诉我们呢、啊，曾经地球的某一个时段里面，在南北极今天那么冷的地方，曾经有动物、植物的生存。
From this point that we know that at that time there is animals and tropical plants in that area.
很可能啊，神用这个经济的保护罩，把整个地球啊，从那个恒温的状态。
And that God has used this canopy to protect.Maintain the temperature throughout.
可能把所有的紫外线啊，所有的不好的东西啊，把它挡住。
And that the canopy is acted as a shield to take away all the harmful rays.
让地球里面的温度非常的保持着一个非常平衡的状态。
And such that the temperature was maintained constant.
这个是非常有可能的。
And this is a possibility.
再来啊。有什么证明说有可能是 vapor canopy 的 theory 呢
？And what other to back up this theory？
很有可能啊，因为人类啊在洪水之后的寿命啊变得马上的 decline， 不然的掉得很快。
It's because life expectancy of mankind has declined since after the flood。
洪水之前的人可以都活到900、800、700岁都没有问题。
And before that, they will live up to 800 and 700 years。
啊，可能空气里面的氧气啊、水分啊，什么都很足够。
It's because of the suitable environment.
洪水之后呢，人就变得很短命了。
But after the flood, mankind has reduced their life expectancy.
过了没有几百年了。
After a few hundred years.
到摩西那个年代啊。
The time of Moses.
摩西已经写了，人长命的可以到70，强壮可以到80，所以可以从900、800掉到只有70-80。
And so from Moses, we know that mankind has declined from 700-800.To 70 to 80 years old.
以前也没有污染啊。
There is no pollution at that time.
也没有那么多压力啊。
And there's no pressures.
为什么人的寿命突然间从900、800、700掉到70-80呢？
Why would then that the life expectancy drop so drastically?
这个一定跟当时的大气层啊那个有关系的。
So it must be due to the factor of the canopy.
还有啊，考古学家、动物学家那找到史前的动物，它们的 size 啊特别大。
And also the ecology, dig out those animals. They are large size.
比如说现在的蟑螂可能只有那么大，你就觉得很大了。
The cockroaches is maybe about that size.
史前动物的蟑螂，哇，找到的话是非常大。
And before that, the is about a foot long.
所以很可能当时的气候跟现在完全不一样。
So we know that the atmosphere is totally different from then and now.
所以创世纪那边说，把天上的泉眼打开了。所以那个 vapor 的水可能就是下来了，有可能。
So the Bible tells us the floodgate of heaven was open, so therefore it gave us this theory of canopy.
当然这是个理论，不一定是这样，那是给我们一个思考的方向。
Of course, this is only a proposed theory, and for us to look into it.
再来，这个水怎么来呢
？And how did the water came?
第七章第十一节说，地上的大渊的泉源也打开了。
And verse 11 tells us that the springs has also been opened.
这也是另外一种水，是从下面上来的。
That this spring came from great deep that burst off.
我们知道地壳下面有地下水。
And we know that below the crust there is water.
现在的地下水越来越少，因为人在拼命大家抽啊，所以啊，有一些地方啊，抽的太多了，水就地上陷下去了。
And we know that the man pump water deep under the ground andman has been doing so, and the ground has been dropping.
当时的这个泉源呢，很多水在地下层。
At that time, there were a lot of water deep in underground.
有科学家在猜想啊，另外一种可能性就是 hydro plant theory， 就是地层水的这个理论。
And so, therefore, there is another theory about hydro plate.
所以呢，神可能把很多的水存在地底下。
So God has stored a lot of water below the earth.
在地壳以下的10公里。
And under 10 miles below the crest,
但是神要大水来了
that when the water came,
把那个泉源打开
that God opened up the floodgate,
水就涌上来了
and then the water burst from below,
再加上天上的窗户打开了
and plus the water from above,
水向下的来集供
and all this water came forth and to fill up the earth,
地上最高的山都被淹没了
even the highest mountain on earth was has been covered with it.
这个不是想象的。
And this is all not came about through imagination.
真实的。
And this is a real happening.
只要神要毁灭人，太容易了。
As long, if God wants to destroy man, it's very simple for him.
神给我们机会而已。
But God giving us a chance.
有人就问了。
Then some may say,
这个方舟有多大呢？
How big is this ark?
啊，你看这个六章第十五节。
Let us turn to chapter 6 verse 15.
这个方舟啊，长300咒，宽50咒，高30咒。
It's 75 feet wide and 45 feet high.
这个方舟真的有那么大吗？
Is this ark that great?
可以把所有的动物活物都放进去吗？
Can it accommodate all these animals?
因为在第七章啊，这里说啊，啊，神告诉他们说，干净的动物七公七母，不干净的一公一母进去。
Because on verse 7 tells us that there are clean, a pair of unclean and clean animals are to go.
啊，所以方舟真的可以把那么多动物塞进去里面吗？
To go into this ark. Can the ark accommodate all these animals?
但我们对神的话语要有信心。
But of course we need to have trust in the words of God.
神的话就是真理。
The words of God is the truth.
对我们来说，不用什么科学理论证明，我们都可以接受。
And to us, we will accept it without scientific backup.
啊，但是有一些科学家，敬畏神的科学家，他们在算过。
But however, some godly scientists has calculated.
他们算过、啊、这个方舟的尺寸呢、啊。
That the measurement of this ark.
如果以300兆乘50乘30的这个尺寸来算。
If it's 75 feet wide and 45 feet high.
啊，加起来啊，就等于啊。150多万的立方尺 cubic feet 这个容量在里面
by 4500 feet long it will give us a volume of one million cubic feet、
哦、这个是有多大呢很难想象啊
it is huge
但是呢如果我们看到今天加拿大的火车啊有时候很长嘛对不对运货的火车
So if you look at the railway box car,
它一卡这个货运的火车呢
，and a box of that cargo
啊有多大
？How big it is？
啊，如果150万的 cubic feet 啊
，if it's one point five cubic feet，
这可以等于啊569辆的这个 stock car 的这个 box car 的这个容量
，and it is equal to 569 standard。Railway box car.
就是说，挪亚方舟的容量可以等于一个火车头带着569卡的火车的容量在里面。
And that to tell us one train head can drag along 569 box car.
我们今天看到的火车顶多是100多卡而已。
And sometimes when you see only about 100 of them on the road, on the track.
569卡的卡车的容量有多大
？But could you imagine when it's 569？
啊，如果里面通通都是装羊的吗？装羊的话
，If it were to hold sheep，s
可以装125,000只羊。
It can hold 1,250 sheep。
哇，这个是非常大的。
It is a huge amount。
还有挪亚方舟，他们很多东西不用放进去。
And there is also many things that Noah don't have to bring。
第一呢。
First,
海洋类的动物不用带进去。
That the animals of the sea
啊，神没有说你做一个鱼缸放里面，因为洪水里面下面的他们可以游泳啊，没关系啊，所以鱼不用放进去。
So fish, God, Noah don't have to build a fish tank for fish.
还有呢，活的植物也不用放进去。植物 plant.
Also plant, he don't have to
啊，因为植物啊可以用种子的或者是孢子的方式来生存。
Because plant can come from seeds.、
啊、你看，淹完水了，土里面还是会长东西出来的。
And look at that. After the flood, the ground still can grow plants.
还有啊，这里说啊，六章十三节说，这里说凡有血气的人呢、啊，还有啊，动物啊，神都要血气，就是用他们会 breathe 的啊那种生物啊，神会毁灭。
And verse 13 tells us that God will destroy anything that has breath.
啊，用那个鼻孔来呼吸的。
Those that use their nose to breathe
啊，所以呢，神会毁灭那一些。
Those will be destroyed.
所以这个应该不包括什么蟑螂啊、昆虫那些不用了。
Of course, it will not cover up all those insects.
无论如何、啊，
However,
150多万的立方尺的这个容量啊，绝对足够了。
1.5 cubic feet will hold a lot of things.
因为在挪亚时代那个时候啊，动物的种类比较少。
Because at the time of Noah, the varieties of animals are less.
打个比喻来说
，For example,
挪亚那个时代只有人，没有黑人、白人、黄人，只有人一种人，对不对
？At that time, there were only one kind of man.
啊，但是呢，时间越广啊，人类的那种不同种啊、种族啊、文化、故事啊，就越分越多了。
But however, after that, there were many different races and languages.
知道今天有非洲象，有印度象。
We know that there are African
elephants
and Indian elephants.
他们的祖宗呢只有象而已。
And the ancestor is only one kind of elephant.
因为神造动物是各从其类，之后在不同的地方在演变。
It's because after the flood, then they through different regions or area, they will then adapt to that place.
对，罗亚时代啊，那个时候的动物的数量，种族的那种种一定是比较少。
So we can say that the animal kinds of animals are lesser.
所以神不会算错了。
So God does not make mistakes.
神不会说，哎呀，做了这个方舟就不够方。
And God would not say, oh, I have underestimated my ark, and it would not have enough room for the rest of the animals.
那么有人就问了。
Then some people ask.
那么我们可以从挪亚那个方舟啊，学到什么的一个教训？
And from the ark, Noah's ark, what can we learn?
我们有几点。
There is a few points.
第一啊，
first,
神是慈爱的。
That God is mercy.
神也是公义的。
That God is also just.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 3 verse 16.
啊，这一节啊，常常读。
We often read this passage, John chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
3 verse 16 for God so loved the world that he gave his only and one son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have eternal life.
我们在布道会的时候，我也是今天很多的福音节目里面都听到神爱世人。
That it, through evangelical service you listen, you hear that God is love and he loved the world.
没有错，神真的爱世人。
Because God so loved the world.
就像父亲爱儿女一样。
It's just like when a father loves his children.
但是我们不要读到这四个字了，神爱世人啊，就把圣经盖起来了。
And we should not ignore this passage and close the Bible.
神怎么爱世人呢？
Without pondering, because how does God love man?
神爱世人的方法就是说，你要信他的独生子。
That you have to believe his one and only son.
你信他就不至灭亡，反得永生。
Believe him and you shall not be destroyed, but you will have eternal life.
如果不信的话，
if you do not believe,
就会面对灭亡了。
Then you will face destruction.
所以爱跟审判是一起的。
So love and judgment comes together.
你想想看，如果有一个神，
if there's a God,
他是慈爱的。
That he is merciful,
但是他一点公义都没有。
But he does not have any righteousness.
世人做什么坏事，他也不管。
Then he would not care any that his people have done anything wrong.
他只有爱你。
Because he is only love.
这样真的是爱吗？
Then is this love?
如果一个父亲，
if a father,
很爱他儿女，
he loves his children,
儿女做什么坏事他也不管。
And he allow you to do anything that you want.
这真的是爱吗？
Is this so called love?
如果一个社会，
if a society,
没有法律。
Has no law.
人做什么坏事都可以。
And man can do anything under this society.
法官不管。
The judge does not care less.
像什么的国家呢？
Then what kind of a society would this be?
所以挪亚方舟的事情告诉我们。
So from the incidents happened at Noah.
神是慈爱的。
That God is mercy.
但神同时也是公义的。
But he is also just.
所以我们看马太福音二十四章。
Listen to Matthew chapter 24.
马太二十四章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 23.
Wow. 马太二十四章三十七节。
37 verse 37. As it was the days of Noah, so it will be at the beginning. For the coming of the Son of Man. 38. For it is the day before the flood. People were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Up to the day Noah. Enter the ark. 39. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
历史是不断的重演。
History will repeat itself.
主耶稣讲过了。
As Jesus has said.
挪亚时代是怎么样？
At the time of Noah.
以后会再重复。
And it will repeat itself.
挪亚时代怎么样呢？
What kind of era would that be?
神告诉挪亚。
When God told Noah,
你造方舟,
that build an ark,
救你一家,
that would save your whole family,
方舟空间很多,
and there are a lot of space in this ark,
谁进来都可以,
whoever, it can accommodate anybody.
挪亚每天去传福音,
and Noah, every day he preached the gospel.
圣经说, 挪亚传义道,
And the Bible tells us Noah preached.
神要毁灭世界了。
That God will destroy the world.
洪水会来啊。
The flood will come.
你们赶快悔改。
Repent.
不要再做坏事。
And do not do evil.
别人可能笑他。
People may mock at him.
你讲啥？你讲什么？
Oh, what are you saying?
我都没有看到下雨。
That I don't even see rain.
连彩虹都没有看过，以前的人。
And I have not ever seen rainbow before.
对不对？因为有下雨才有彩虹。
Because rainbow appears after rain.
彩虹都没有看过。
And they have never seen rainbow.
以前可能是那个 vapor canopy， 这不用下雨的湿度太高了。
Because at that time of vapor period, the temperatures was high and therefore there's no rain
humidity,
and no rainbow.
Humidity 可能已经够了。
And the humidity was enough.
啊，你讲什么？下雨。
So they would not believe that there would be rain.
哎呀，我们那很忙啊。
And that we were very busy.
忙什么？
What were they busy?
38节说。
Was 38.
忙吃忙喝啊。
They were busy eating, drinking.
忙找吃的，找到就是忙着吃啊。
And they were busy seeking for things to eat.
啊，忙结婚啊，嫁娶啊。
And they were busy marrying and giving in marriage.
今天的人忙什么？
What are people busy today?
也是忙生活啊。
They also busy for their daily life.
很努力的赚钱。
And they very put much effort in earning money.
赚到钱要好好的享受。
And after they have money, they will enjoy themselves.
你说什么世界末日？
And so they would not imagine what would it be for judgment day.
我看啊，百货公司 shopping 啊，哪一个比较减价比较重要？你告诉我那个比较好。
And they would prefer to listen to anything that goes on sale.
所以啊，不听。
So they would not listen.
所以主耶稣说，当时的洪水突然间就来，把他们通通冲去了。
So the Bible tells us the water came and they were taken away.
今天也是一样。
This is similar for us today.
这个时候要讲耶稣再来，要讲世界末日的道理啊，很少人喜欢听。
And today, if we were talking about end time, the coming of Jesus, not too many people are interested.
你讲哦，神是爱啊，宽容啊，神祝福你啊，这些呢就很好听。
And you say about God is love, God is just, and God will bless you, and everybody would listen.
但主耶稣讲得很清楚的。
But here Jesus tells us clearly,
历史一定会重演。
That the history will repeat.
第二点。
Second point.
神呢，很想救人类。
God wants to save mankind.
但是呢，神要用他的方法来救人类。
But God will use His method to save mankind.
我们人以为自己很聪明。
Man thinks he is very smart.
我们以为神想东西跟我们一样。
And man thinks that God thinks the same thing as him.
人可能会想了。
And man will say like things like this.
神是慈爱的。
That God is mercy.
为什么只造一只方舟？
Why does God only build one ark?
啊，大家可以做啊，自己家自己做一只就好了。
Wouldn't it be better if everybody built their own ark?
对不对？为什么只有一只？那么自私。
Why would it be so selfish? Only one ark.
好像不进那一只就不能得救。
It appears that it's only one ark, and if you don't enter that ark, you cannot be saved.
好像很有道理。
It appears to be reasonable.
但是用自己的头脑替神想。
But however, you are thinking it for yourself.
有人说了，
for God.
自然要做方舟都做好一点的。
And some they say, if since there is one ark, it should be a better one.
这个方舟长怎么样的呢？
What kind of ark would this be?
我们看回来创世纪第六章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 6.
六章十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 15.
啊，这个方舟的做法乃是这样，长三百，宽五十，高三十肘。
The ark is 450 feet long, 750 wide, and 45 feet long.
啊，方舟啊，原文这个字啊，就是 tuba， 就是 box， 这个盒子的意思。
And the original root word is box.
啊，方舟这个字是这个盒。
And this ark is a box.
啊，这是个很大的盒子。
But it is a big box.
那么我们看方舟的尺寸呢？
We look at the measurement of this ark.
这个方舟的尺寸呢很特别。
It's a very peculiar one.
这是长跟宽呢是一比六的。是六比一的啊。
The length and the wide has a ratio, 6:1 ratio.
在坐船的 marine engineering 啊，他们的知道这个 ratio, LB ratio 是六。
And they know that this ratio is 6.
啊，这种 ratio 很奇怪。
And this it's a strange ratio.
啊，因为呢，如果这样的方舟啊，一个那么一个盒子的这个 dimension 啊。
And it's if it's the dimension of a box.
照理来说啊，坐船不应该坐这样的比例。
And it should not with that kind of ratio. It should not be suitable for a ship.
因为这个那么宽的那个比例啊，这个船呢在往前推的时候啊，会跑得很慢。
And it's such a wide, and therefore, it would be when it goes forward, it will have a lot of turbulence.
我们今天看到那些大大 cargo ship 啊，大货轮船或是油船啊，他们的 LOB ratio 是到八到十的，就长长的啊，他们的往前走的时候才比较顺，不会挡水挡得太厉害。
And you see those cargo ships of today, they would have at least a ratio of 10, and so that it would not have much friction when it go forward.
那这个方舟呢，宽宽的这样，很奇怪，往前推进一定很慢。
And so this is very strange ratio for this arc, and it will have a lot of drag when it go forward.
如果有 marine engineer 一定看说，哎呀，为什么这样的很奇怪
？And if we ask a marine engineer to look at it, he think it would be strange.
但是不要忘记，神是造物的主宰啊。
But don't forget that God is the creator of all things.
神知道这个方舟需要什么。
God knows what this arc needs.
没有错，一般来说啊，你造船一定要长长，这样子才往前进比较快。
And you build a ship, the usual shape is long so that it can more efficient.
方舟的存在不是为了要在海中啊前进啊。
But however, the function of this ark is not to move forward.
因为当时啊，毁灭世界的洪水一定非常的大。
Because at that time the flood would have great water.
加上风啊浪啊，那个海浪一定是很高的，可能六到十尺的，甚至更高的。
Plus wave and plus wind, it's going to be very tough for this.
所以神要这个方舟不是要它前进，而是要它浮在水上，很安全，不要 capsize， 不要翻船。
And so God created this ark is not to move forward, but however to be stable and will not capsize.
真的，这个方舟啊，在洪水当中啊 ，survive 没有被打沉啊。
And so we see that this this ark built to it.
今天的 the marine， 今天的海洋工程学家已经真的研究方舟，真的证明了，用数学证明了，这样的比例是最安全的一个比例。
And so now the scientists think prove that this ratio is the safest one.
啊，这个浪啊一定要大到翻到九十度啊，那个船才会翻。
You have to a wave of you have to turn it 90 degrees, then it will capsize.
但不可能弄到九十度啊，所以再怎么大的浪，那个方舟都挡得住啊。
So no matter how great is the wave, it is capable of being stable.
但是得想象看。
But however, think of something.
挪亚做这个方舟的时候
，that when Noah built this ark,
他受到的讥笑一定是很大的。
That he must have received a lot of people laughing at him.
别人问他你在干嘛
？People may say, "What are you doing?"
神要毁灭世界啊，我要做方舟啊。
So he says, "God is destroying the world, and I'm going to build an ark."
根本不会下雨嘛。
Then they say it will not rain.
他说会的，神会毁灭的。
He says, "God will it will, and God will destroy."
别人会笑他。
People will laugh.
老兄啊，你坐船也要做一条好看一点的。
That you, if you were to build a ship, you must build a good-looking ship.
你要做这个大箱子干什么
？And you are building a big box. What is this for?
一定觉得他头脑有点问题啊。
They think he must be out of his mind.
但是人以为有问题的。
But man, when man thinks that there is a problem,
人以为自己很聪明。
And when man thinks they are smart,
在神看来很蠢。
But however, God sees the other way.
但神自己的设计呢，神会负责任。
And what God planned, God will responsible.
我们来看第六章的第十六节哦。
Verse 6, verse 16.
这里方舟上边要留有透光处，高一肘，方舟的门要开在旁边呢。
They make a roof on it and finish the ark within 18 inches on the top and put a door and side and up and lower it.
整个方舟只有两个出口，两个开口。
The whole ark has only two openings.
怎么样呢？第一个就是天窗往上面看的。
One is the roof that you can see above.
我觉得这个道理很好。
I think this is a very good teaching.
当时的浪一定很大。
Because the wave will be great at that time.
啊，神要他们说开个天窗。
So God told them to open up a roof.
当然要透气啊。
Of course, it's for ventilation.
也要透光啊。
And also for light.
为什么不开在旁边呢
？Why is not on the side?
哇，你开在旁边呢、啊，看到风浪那么大，吓死了。
If you have it on the side, then you might.From the sight of the fierce wave, you might be frightened.
在风浪那么大的时候，你旁边不要看。
And when in such a fierce wave, you should not look around.
你要看上面。
You should look up.
你要看光从哪里来。
You must see where the light come from.
好，这个方舟我是按着神的尺寸来造的。
And this ark was built according to the dimension given by God.
所以神会负责。
So God will responsible.
我们看创世纪第七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 1.
七章第一节。
Verse 1. The Lord said then to Noah, Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you a righteous in this generation.
啊，耶和华对挪亚说，你跟你全家都要进方舟。
So the Lord tell Noah that you and your whole family.
在 King James Version 啊，里面说是 come into the ark， 就是你进来，神在里面了。
And in New King James Version, God told them, "Come into the ark, and God is inside."
为什么？神设计的，神在里面等你。
Because God created, God designed it, so God will be there waiting for you.
神负责等你。
And God will be responsible.
这个方舟没有那个马达，也没有这个螺旋桨，那神是带领这个方舟的人。
The boat has no engine, no rudder, so God is the director.
最大的洪水啊，方舟可以度过了。
And even the greatest flood and the ark will stand.
所以今天也是一样。
And similarly for us today,
我们要得救。
In order to receive salvation,
不是用你的方法。
It's not according to our plan.
不是用我的方法。
Or your plan.
我们用神的方法。
We must use the plan of God.
当时的船一定有很多。
There must be many ships at that era.
人也要过河啊，一定有一些小船、大船啊。
Because the men must cross the river, so there must be all kind of ship.
当时的船没有一只可以渡过这个洪水。
But that kind of ship cannot withstand the flood.
只有一只方舟可以。
There's only one that is the ark.
用神的设计。
It is because it's designed by God.
神的旨意。
The will of God.
才有办法。
That's the only way.
所以今天我们想想看。
So today, let us ponder.
末世的方舟是什么呢
？What is the ark of the last day？
最近呢，有一些考古学家在找方舟，用人造卫星的图片在找啊。
And recently, the archaeologists are seeking for that lost ark.
在土耳其那边呢，土耳其跟伊朗的边界那边。
And in the boundary of Turkey，
找到一个石头化石的一个石头的形状的一个东西，好像是方舟的那个残血。
And that they found that it is the shape, like a ark.
但是呢，无论真的是那不是不是那个方舟呢，不重要。
But if it's the real one, we don't know.
最重要的，我们是知道真正现在的末世了，这只方舟在哪里
？And we must know that where is this the ark of the last time is?
因为根据主耶稣的话语。
Because according to the words of our Lord Jesus,
这个世界已经不长久了。
That it is not long before this earth.
神会用火来毁灭世界。
Before God will use fire to destroy the earth.
这个是很快会发生的事情。
And this will happen very quickly.
就像以前挪亚的时代一样。
And it will happen just like the era of Noah.
你看以前那个洪水啊，以前那个洪水啊，那个洪水结束之后。
And you see after the end of the flood.
南北极就开始冷了。
And North Pole and South Pole became
所以大量的水啊，变成说几亿的立方米的冰啊，在南极、北极。
And so therefore the huge amount of frozen water are located in North and South Pole.
但是现在气候暖化了，这个冰在融了。
But now because of the global warming, these ice are getting melt.
我们知道以前在北极啊，根本你不可能啊，从加拿大透过北极去欧洲那边的，不可能的。
And we know that it is impossible to go from the northern, the North Pole from Canada to Europe.
那个冰啊是终年不融的。
Because the ice there will never freeze.
今年呢？
Never warm.
今年八九月的时候呢？
Today, in August and September,
地球啊破纪录的从 Canada Northwest 西北啊可以直接开船开到。苏联那边去到那个欧洲那边。
The weather was so warm that it broke record, and then the ship can travel across it to Russia.
不得了。
It is terrible.
就算了，神不用火来毁灭。
That if God were not to use fire to destroy the earth.
人类自己啊，把这个气候暖化，北极、南极的冰啊，通通融了，我们都已经掩盖了。
And that man has created this global warming, and through the warming of ice, the water will flood, will kill us.
神已经答应了。
But however, God has promised.
他不会再用洪水来毁灭世界。
They will never again use water to destroy man.
但是最后一次会用火。
Because he said the last time would be with fire.
我们前几个礼拜讲过了。
A few weeks ago, we have mentioned.
一切有形质的、有 element 的东西都会被烧毁。
Anything that has a body will be destroyed.
Element.
Has element will be burned.
太厉害了。
That's very powerful.
那日来之前，我们要怎么做呢？
And so when that time comes, what must we do?
我们一定要找到末世的方舟。
We must find the ark of the end time.
我们请看彼得前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
三章二十节。
Verse 20. 1 Peter chapter 3.
三章二十节。
Verse 20.Chapter 3, verse 20. Who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built? It is only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water.
21.
Verse 21. And this water symbolized baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but your pledge.Of a good conscience towards God. It saved you and the, by the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
这里告诉我们很清楚。
Here clearly tell us.
挪亚的时代方舟那么大只。
That at the time of Noah, the ark was so huge.
只有八个人得救。
It was only 8 persons.
不是神太小气了，说只有八个位置在里面。
It is not that God only wanted 8 of them.
里面有太多的位置了。
There was so many space inside them.
但是为什么人不进去?
But how come men would not want to enter?
用自己的想法。
Because they were using their own mind.
怎么可能会这样?
That it cannot be so.
怎么可能只有这只方舟可以得救?
That it is, cannot be only one ark.
要得救为什么一定要进去?
If salvation comes, why that I have to enter?
很多很多理由。
There could be many, many reasons.
好，你在外面想你的理由吧。
So while they were thinking about a reason,
那个门一关了,
that the door closed,
对不起了，没有机会了。
Then they have lost the opportunity to enter.
彼得说这个很重要。
So Peter here mentioned that it is very important.
当时的洪水毁灭了人了。
That time the water destroyed them.
但是同样的水可以做个预表。
But the same water can symbolize.
今天要靠着水得救。
That we must use water to save.
以前是靠着水被打死。
At that time the through water it was.
但是在末世呢，要靠着水得救。
But at the end time, water will, through water we can be saved.
怎么样靠着水得救呢
？How can we be saved?
水本身不可以救你。
The water itself cannot save you.
但是呢，这里告诉我们说，要水的洗礼。
But here tells us that the water baptism.
啊，因为靠着耶稣基督复活。
Because we are relying on the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
可以拯救你们。
That it can save you.
这个水呢？不可以洗掉肉体的污秽。
And this water cannot wash the dirt of our body.
但是这个水呢，可以洗你的良心，把你洗干净。
But this water can wash you to have a good conscience.
因为有耶稣基督的宝血在里面。
Because it has the precious blood of Lord Jesus in it.
今天很多教会。
Today there's many churches.
各种各样不同的洗礼。
They are performing water baptism. Baptism is different.
有一些教会告诉你说啊，洗礼洗不洗都没关系。
And some church even tell you that you don't need water baptism.
啊，或者是你喜欢怎么洗都可以。
Or some say you can perform baptism any way you want.
但是圣经怎么讲呢
？But how does the Bible tell us?
末世的方舟在哪里呢
？And where is the ark at the end time?
要完完全全根据圣经。
We must all follow the Bible.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四到第六节。
Verse
第四到第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
以弗所书第四章四到五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called on one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6.
这里告诉我们，保罗告诉我们七个一。
Here tells us, Paul tells us there's seven one.
身体只有一个。
There is one body.
就等于当时的方舟只有一只。
That tells us they...at that time, there's only sorry. That tells us that the ark is only one.
人不可能问神说为什么只有一只不可两只
Then man cannot ask how come it's only one, why not two?
神说一只就是一只
When God say one, it is only one.
你要顺服他
So you must submit.
身体是什么呢
What is the body?
不是你的身体
It is not your body.
不是我的身体
Or my body.
是耶稣基督的身体
It is the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
代表教会
And it prefigure the church.
所以只有一个教会。
So there is only one church.
在神的眼中只有一个教会。
In the eye of God, there is only one church.
教上只有一只方舟。
Just like there is only one ark.
可以说一个灵。
There is one spirit.
这个教会要有神的灵在里面。
This church has to have the spirit of God.
教上当时的方舟啊，当时的方舟神在里面。
It's just like the ark of Noah. God was in it.
神与他同在。
God was with him.
再大的水打不了那个方舟。
No matter how great was the water, the ark did not capsize.
神说 ，Come into the ark, 进来吧，进来吧。
So God said, "Come into the ark to him."
今天的教会有没有圣灵
？Today, does the church have the Holy Spirit?
可能一个教会很多的活动。
Maybe a church has many activities.
可能盖得很大。
Maybe it has a big building.
可能很大的爱心。
Maybe they have great love.
很多的照顾。
And they care much for the members.
问一个问题。
But we must ask one question.
有没有神的灵在里面
？Does it have the spirit of God in it?
末世的方舟一定要有圣灵在里面。
At the ark of the end time must have the spirit of God in it.
一定可以体会到圣灵的同在。
They must experience the abiding of the Holy Spirit.
再来一个盼望。
Next is one hope.
这个教会。给你盼望。
This church give you one hope.
今天很多教会。
There are many today churches.
讲的是社会福音 ，social gospel.
They will give you a social gospel.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
信耶稣有平安啊。
That believing in Jesus there is peace.
所以帮助你赚很多的钱。
Then it will Jesus will help you to earn many much money.
给你很好的健康。
And give you good health.
给你 miracle， 给你疫病赶鬼。
And have miracles and drive out demons.
没有错，主耶稣真的会做这些。
Of course, our Lord Jesus will perform all this.
但是这不是我们最重要的盼望。
But all this is not our hope.
为什么去教会
？Why must we come to church？
去教会就是找真理。
We go to church is to seek for the truth.
找真理就是为了得救。
And having the truth is to be saved.
来教会不是来 social， 来认识人而已。
We come to church is not to socialize or to know people.
一个盼望。
One hope.
第五节，一个主。
And verse 5, one Lord.
一个主耶稣基督。
One Lord and that's one Jesus.
这个教会要高举主耶稣的名。
And this church must uphold the name of our Lord Jesus.
既然是主耶稣是主人，那你当然要高举他的名啊。
Since Jesus is a Lord, and therefore we must uphold His name.
所以这个教会是高举人的名呢，还是高举耶稣的名
？So in the church, does it uphold man's name or the name of our Lord Jesus?
第五节
，verse 5，
一信
，one faith.
方舟只有一个尺寸。
The ark has only one dimension.
你改了尺寸了，那个就不是方舟了。
If you change the dimension, then it is not an ark.
那个都是你自己的船。
It became your own boat.
神不负责的。
Then God would not responsible.
可能是你的 cruise ship， 你去玩的，但是神不负责。
Perhaps it could be your cruise ship, and so God would not be responsible.
方舟只有一个尺寸。
There's only one dimension for the ark.
教会只有一个真理。
And church has only one truth.
不可以改变的。
It cannot change it through.
不可以透过历史来改变的。
It cannot change because of history.
有就有，没有就没有，很清楚的。
If it has it, it has it. It clearly tells you.
到最后，一种洗礼。
In the end, there is one baptism.
刚讲过了，以前是洪水灭世人的命。
As I said before, God used water to destroy mankind.
末世呢，神要用水来救人的命。
And at end time, God is going to use water to save mankind.
透过正确的洗礼。
Through baptism,
所以说圣灵的同在
，and with the abidance of the Lord Jesus,
水里面有主的宝血
，and in the water there is the precious blood of Lord Jesus,
将我们的罪洗去
，and it will wash away our sin.
太宝贵了
，how precious it is.
如果一个教会有这七样
，if a church has all these items,
就是得救的真教会
，then it is the true church that will save you.
感谢主，主耶稣恩典的带领。
And thank God for His grace and His guidance.
真耶稣教会有圣灵的同在。
That true Jesus Church has the abiding of the Lord of the Holy Spirit.
一年前这个时候
last year at same time.
我们举行学生灵恩会。
We have the SSC.
七八个小朋友这边祷告得圣灵。
7 to 8 of the little children receive Holy Spirit here.
跟圣经记载一模一样。
And it that was the same as it recorded in the Bible.
祷告讲方言。
When they pray, they speak in tongues.
不是装出来的。
They did not imitate.
跟圣经记载一模一样。
It all same as what it was recorded in the Bible.
我们今天也可以体验。
And today we can experience the same thing.
还有呢，真教会完全，这些说教会完全遵守圣经的教导。
And last thing is that our true Jesus Church, abide the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
也有很多神迹奇事的同在。
And we have abundance of miracles and signs.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
末日已经快临到了。
That the end time is coming.
你找到末世的方舟没有呢
？Have you found the ark of the last of the end time？
你在里面等呢，还是还在门外
？Are you going to wait outside or you're going to come in？
还是你已经进去了，要跑出来
？Or you went in and come out？
求主帮助我们。
And may the Lord Jesus help us.
唱诗171首。
Let's sing hymn 117.